Many African-American evangelical Christian parents hold conservative views, often rooted in their faith, which shapes their attitudes toward sex education. These parents may adhere to traditional religious teachings that promote abstinence-only education, which can create discomfort when discussing more comprehensive sex education topics with their teens. Some parents may delay or avoid discussing sexual behavior to preserve their child's innocence. The abstinence-only perspective is emphasized as a common stance, with many parents believing that sex education should be limited to teaching abstinence rather than including topics like contraception or sexual orientation. However, this approach can leave gaps in communication, especially when teens are already exposed to sexual content from other sources, such as peers and social media. Parents may feel an urgency to counteract negative media influences, which could motivate them to engage in discussions about sexual health. Still, their approaches may be reactive, whereas proactive parents with a limited understanding of how the internet works may need more guidance. Comfort level in discussions. Parental self-efficacy and communication challenges are another key element shaping parental attitudes or the confidence parents have in their ability to communicate sexual health information to their teens effectively. Many parents feel ill-equipped to navigate discussions on sex, either because they did not receive adequate sexual education or because they fear discussing sexual topics might encourage promiscuity. This lack of confidence can be exacerbated by their religious community, where open discussions about sexuality are often taboo. Parents who lack a solid framework or guidance on how to approach the subject are more likely to avoid the conversation altogether or engage in minimal, vague discussions that do not fully address their teen's needs. Parents report discomfort in discussing sexual health openly, suggesting that societal and cultural norms around sex contribute to feelings of embarrassment or awkwardness. This discomfort could hinder effective communication and limit the depth of discussions, leaving teens with gaps in knowledge regarding sexual health and safety. Concerns about teen exposure. Many parents express concerns about the influence of media on their teens' perceptions of sex. This reflects a recognition of the broader societal context in which teens learn about sexual behavior, often from sources outside the home. African American teens have the highest rate of teen pregnancies and STDs compared to any other ethnic group in the United States. To date, research has not provided any definitive explanation for this phenomenon. However, the study on which this book was based provided a critical look into the attitudes that African American parents held about sex education in general, as well as their role as first responders to their children's sexual health needs. Parental attitudes inevitably influence their children. There is no difference when it comes to the attitude that a parent holds about sexual health, whether it be their own or one that was shaped by prior experiences or outside influences, like religion. Given the highly negative discourse related to sexual health faced by African American parents along with their teens, it becomes even more critical for African American parents to take a proactive approach to the sexual education of their children. African American parents must provide their children with a firm foundation about sexual health if there is to be any significant change in the adverse outcomes associated with this demographic. A proactive approach does not have to exclude a biblical perspective. Still, it must not be the only perspective parents present to their children, considering that if children do not hold fast to the religious posture of their parents, they may not hold fast to their attitude about sexual health. Several key beliefs or held attitudes about sex education that could help African American parents discover what they believe about sex education and how they communicate these beliefs to their children are discussed in the following chapters.